Potacular 228 Summer Kickoff for the week of June 8th, 2010.
Hello and welcome to Podtech episode 228. I am Dust Storm.
I'm Brent Gamer.
What sick man sends babies to fight me?
I'm Painkiller 05.
Yes. And that was the heavy from TF2. Thank you, PK. So welcome back to the show. We've been gone for quite a while. I think it's been about 3 or 4 weeks since we did our last show. So we're starting off now with our summer session since we're out of school and at least I have a job. I don't know what Britt and Greg are doing. But Greg's not here today, so we have a filler for him who's been a regular on the show in the past, Painkiller05. Welcome back.
Thank you.
So what have you been up to?
Absolutely nothing. I got home, and I've been here since summer started.
Really?
Yep.
Nothing exciting going on? It's just summer?
Just summer.
Interesting. What about you, Brent? What have you been up to?
Not much. Just chilling back in my hometown.
Hanging out. Very nice.
Playing Final Fantasy 13, trying to finish it. Right now, I've just been grinding out Crystarian points. So.
So have you gotten away from the Pokemon, or do you still play that often?
I kind of gotten away from it. There's most of the
Hello? Oh, boy.
Oh, there he is.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you dropped for a second.
Can you hear me? Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I don't know how that happened. I was checking to see if I was muted, because that happens sometimes. I'll just be talking and nobody will respond, and it turns out I was muted.
You're like, what? Can't hear you.
Yeah, so yeah. Most of the Pokemon that I need now for my Pokedex to finish off the Johto Pokedex are Pokemon that evolve. So, I'm not sure I'm ready to grind out the levels yet for that, so.
Come November, we can do all the trading Pokemon.
Yeah.
When we'll be at MLG Dallas, which will be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
At least let's hope so. Do we have a location on that again? Or have they not determined where it's going to be?
I don't know.
If it's going to be at the same
place. I don't know if they're going to use it. I'm not sure what the thing with Karma last year, being busted for weed that he was holding for his friend or whatever. He's not allowed back at that hotel.
Wow.
Oh, it was for a friend, dude. I swear. I just told it for a buddy.
Yeah, I vaguely remember that.
Yeah.
But yes, we will be very excited to go to MLG Dallas this year. And hopefully be a little better at presenting stuff. Might have, I don't know, we've talked about random things like karaoke nights and whatnot.
So, I don't think the MLG crowd's really into karaoke. I think we are, obviously. But.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we happen to do it like every other show. But no, we'll probably try to set a few things up with some Potac people. Maybe a small tournament on the side or something. Or just like a LAN party.
Yeah.
So, a little... A few announcements before we dive into the swing of things. This is the start of the summer session, so by the time the fall rolls around with school starting back up and everything, the schedule will be changed again, most likely for the podcast. And it'll probably be a little more regular basis since by about that time we'll have more info on Halo Reach as it comes to its close and release. So everyone else is quiet. Okay, I guess we'll...
Yeah, Well, I mean, I'm just, it's like, we're waiting for Halo Reach. Yep.
Yeah.
We sure are.
Yeah.
We do have a few special guests lined up, though. For not next week, but the week after, we have CM Near, who did the Halo 2 tricks and does the Halo 3 tricks, or did. He will be on the show in 2 weeks on the 20th. So it'll be cool to see him. Also, we'll be having Damien, Last of Damien, from The Spartan Life, hopefully on the week after. And then we'll probably have someone from Forge Hub the week after that.
Oh, very nice. So
yep. We do have a good lineup of guest hosts for the coming weeks.
We need to get Conan O'Brien on the show.
Hey, if you want to.
That'd be cool.
Might be a little awkward, but...
Awesome.
I don't think it'd be awkward.
Does he play Halo?
Well, no, he doesn't have to, though. Just having him on the show is like it's its own reward, you know?
Yeah, really.
I'm sure he's got plenty of stuff to talk about. We don't have to talk about Halo.
Fair enough.
I know that he used to do a bunch of segments regarding video games. In fact, his backdrop when he still had the Tonight Show was actually the backdrop for Mario, the original Super Mario game.
Right.
Yep.
I remember seeing that. That was cool.
Yep.
That's kind of funny. Let's see. Yeah, Greg isn't here. Today we're basically just reading off some of the stuff that we have that's been left over in our inbox for the last month or so. And next week we'll be getting into some Tales from the Foxhole for Reach. And actually a new Bungie podcast came out, I think, a couple days ago. Have you either of you guys listened to it yet?
I have not.
No, I haven't listened to any podcasts in a while. The last podcast I listened to was a Weekend Confirm with Garnet Lee while I was, you know, grinding CP in Final Fantasy 13. Oh, man.
Fair enough.
I'm getting so tired of fighting Behemoth King out on Grand Pulse. There's one creature that you can just grind for Crystarium points, which are basically experience points in Final Fantasy 13. And you have to go and you have to be right behind him or else he'll see you. And the only way you can beat this creature within 30 seconds is if you get a preemptive strike on it. So what you have to do is you have to position yourself directly behind him. If you're anywhere within like his cone of sight, which almost extends, you know, like 270 degrees around him, he will detect you and then the fight takes about 17 minutes. Well, no, that's not that long because I usually die from him anyway if I don't get preemptive strike. I think it's about a 7-minute fight. But, you know, you rush up, you hit him from the back and, you know, get the preemptive strike, take him down in 30 seconds, run back about, you know, 100 yards, turn back, and he respawn. You just keep doing that. You get about 4,000 Crystarium points every time.
Okay.
I've got that fight down to a T.
Well, fair enough.
I'm just looking for stuff to talk about. I don't know. I'm just filling podcast time here.
Well, speaking of stuff to talk about, did either of you guys follow the Worldwide Developers Conference and the new iPhone with the iOS 4 that got announced?
I watched it a little bit. Watched most of it, actually.
Yeah, and what'd you think?
It's just going to be redundant. It's pretty cool. It's probably the better one. They're having to really push features to try to compete with the new Android phones because there's so many of those and they're all so powerful that they're really getting left behind. And I think a couple of weeks ago, I may have been Google, announced that they've sold more Android phones than iPhones have sold.
Interesting.
Big deal. But all the new features are really nice. I like the new design.
Yeah.
Oh, and I've heard if you have an iPhone, you can trade it in for like $300-something, like the 3GS. And the iPhone 4 sells for like $300. So you actually make money if you trade in your old iPhone for this new one.
Yeah, they were talking about today on Twitter. Yeah.
So, like, if you have an iPhone, I definitely trade it in right now just so you get, like, a free phone, practically, and money.
Yeah, this week in Tech, the Mac Show was talking about that today.
Pretty crazy.
But, yeah. I know. I still use a dumb flip phone. I haven't entered the smartphone era yet.
I'm too poor. And I'm on a computer 24/7, so it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah. What'd you think about the FaceView presentation?
I forget what that is.
That's where you can do a video call over the phone. Kind of thing, except they said you had to do it over like Wi-Fi or something. It's basically Apple implementation of Skype.
Yeah, exactly. That's all it is.
And you could use either the forward or backward facing camera. And you can switch between them.
Yeah.
I pass on that. It's dumb. It's just a goofy gimmick trying to compete.
I'm still waiting for iPhone chat roulette.
Isn't there an app for that?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't have an iPhone, but I will definitely go out and buy an iPhone 4 if they have an app for that.
I'd be a little surprised if they didn't have an app for that.
Yeah.
Because that seems like something they would have an app for, regardless.
Well, obviously. You know, you're on the go. You want to see somebody's penis. Pull out the chat roulette app.
Okay.
Trust me, if for anybody that has never used chat roulette, I would not recommend it. Because 8 out of 10 roulettes, I think that they've done like a study on it. I think PK dropped.
I'm back.
Okay, he's back.
He didn't drop that.
He's back! No, they did a study on it or something. I don't remember the statistic, but like 8 out of 10 roulettes on chat roulette end up being a penis. Just some guy like flashing his dick. So, don't do it.
It's like 9 out of 10. That's crazy.
I think you need more men!
If you're doing that, you have way too much time on your hands. And you're a creep.
Yeah. There's one guy on YouTube who actually sings to whoever he finds on chat roulette or something.
Oh yeah, I saw that. That was awesome. He had like the piano and everything.
Yeah, he was good too.
Very good.
Really good.
It's all improv.
He hasn't released another one yet though.
That's pretty cool. I remember Penny Arcade did a thing where I think it was Mike. He would go around and on chat roulette he would draw out something on his Wacom tablet, say like, I will draw you, and then people would like pose, and then he'd draw like a penis or something, like a face on it, or
oh, come on.
And then he would like gauge their reactions. It was funny, man. It's hilarious. They've got a video of it on Penny Arcade TV.
It'd be funny if someone like Tobuscus did a video on it. Like, you know how he has a video for Mafia Wars and Farmville. If he did something like that for a chat roulette. Tobuscus! But yeah. Oh, and also, Farmville is coming to the iPhone.
Unfortunately. Although they lost 7 million players, though, so that's a good thing.
Really? Because of the whole Facebook privacy thing?
In the month of May, they... I forget what the company's name is, but they announced that they lost 7 million players.
Good.
Yeah, I know.
It's about dang time. It's. I don't know. Would you think it's worse than WoW? Or
yes, I would definitely think it's worse than WoW. It's a really crappy game. You do nothing. It's a time waster. In WoW, you actually interact with other people.
What do you mean? In terms of quality? World of Warcraft's an awesome game.
Yeah.
It's really deep. Like, comparing Farmville to World of Warcraft is like comparing a Ford Pinto to like a new, Camaro or something.
But,
it's stupid.
In terms of addictiveness.
Oh, in terms of addictiveness, I don't know.
Yeah,
I've
never
played Facebook.
Like, I know like quality.
Probably more people that play Farmville than play WoW.
But it's also a much more casual game. It's easier to get into.
Oh yeah, it's way easier to get into to just play, and it's free, which is definitely a plus.
But yeah, there's that. They have the new Safari they announced the other day, where they have the page view thing, where like if you're on a news article, you can actually click some kind of button and it'll actually darken the edges of the story. It'll actually pull the other pages of the story if it continues on the separate pages and make them one big one.
That's interesting.
Yeah, that actually sounds pretty cool.
Assuming it can like accurately parse every page and do that well.
They have to put a lot into a browser, I think, to do like that. But I'm assuming they have enough time to do that, that they could, probably could. Anything else from the developers conference that stood out to anyone?
That's all I could do. The iPhone is pretty much the biggest thing. And
yeah, Retina display with 4x pixel density.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. The DPI on that thing is ridiculous. It's like 320 DPI or PPI, whatever you want to call it. Like, most monitors have like around 80. So that's insane.
Dang.
It's like, yes. I could dip my finger into the iPhone and feel the text.
The new gyro in there that's supposedly a lot more accurate.
Yeah. I don't care about that. I hate accelerometer games. I think that's just, like, dumb.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm the same way. I'm not sure how people enjoy those.
Same with 3D. It's just a gimmick.
I've got a funny story concerning the gyroscope. I was telling my mom about the iPhone 4 the other day. She wanted to know about it, and I told her that they added a new gyroscope to it. She said, well, that's cool. And then I looked at her, and she had her hands up like she's holding a telescope or something, and I figured it out. She thought I was talking about a kaleidoscope. She thought they put on the iPhone. I was like, no. I had to explain it to her.
The new Apple Kaleidoscope.
That's hilarious.
There's an app for that.
I bet there is a Kaleidoscope app.
I'm sure there is an app.
It probably costs $5.
Oh, boy. Okay. Well, since we're back from a long pause, we're going to head over to Chucky J with the voicemails. Hey, Chuck. Hey, guys. It's Dustorm here, filling in for Chucky J this week for Collins, since he decided to go on vacation, and I didn't know about it. So, I will be here running the soundboard for y'all for this week. Let's go ahead and start off our first one with the infamous Toileteer.
What's happening, Podtacular? Sorry for disappearing for a while. I got caught up in Facebook and a few websites like that. But I'm back now. I just came on to thank Black Heli a billion for being awesome and making me a SIG, which is great. And just so you know, I've got 7 cone kills. But I haven't been on Halo recently because of Modern Warfare 2, and loving Modern Warfare 2 right now. And I've heard that a game's coming out called like Dust 514 or Dust 415 or something, and it uses EVE Online, the companies from that, and you're a mercenary and you get hired by the people who play EVE. So that looks pretty cool. And just keep your eye out for it. It's coming out in like 4 months or something. And let's see you then, Toodle Pip. This is a tale from the Turlet. I gotta go for another bowel movement, so Toodle Pip. What's up? Bye.
Alright, thanks.
Hey guys, this is Daflink 117. That's my first call in. I'm sorry,
well, congrats.
I don't know what the topic for the call in and Foxhole thing is. But, I was calling to say, Brent, I heard your problem how you want to play Halo on Xbox, but you don't have anyone to play with, because I'll play Modern Warfare 2. Well, I kind of have a problem, too, so we should totally play some Halo. I mean, I know we already have, but let's play some more. So anytime you want to play Halo, just hit me up if I'm online. And so I'd like to give a shout-out to my man, Old Regime, James, Chucky J, Arbitation, White Light, Rest Snack Roz, G-Money, Fisherman... Well, so G. Lewis, of course, Brun Gamer, of course.
Me, maybe. Just maybe the other hosts of the show.
Drawing a blank here, and then there's more. Oh yeah, Private Church, Cabin Planet,
and
Dolmaku, Distef,
and
anyone else. If I forgot you, I'm terribly sorry. Man, thanks for the show. Bye.
All right.
Hey, Potacula, this is Rice Knight Roz. just wanted to say that I'm very sad, I'm sure others are, that Halo 2 is going offline. But I'm sure we can make the most of it by the time that it goes offline. I'm going to try and get on and try and do a 24-hour straight last day on Halo 2. So if anyone wants to join, just come along. But yeah, just shout out to all my friends, shout out to all the others, and I'll catch you later.
Hey, Potsack, this is FigureSkater87. Just calling to tell my tales on the box. Oh, yay. Anyway, so I was on co-op. I was playing co-op with my dad, regular campaign, and I was, you know, finding Johnson's crash ship, to quote save Johnson, when we already know he's going to get, you know, captured and then freed, and then return to New Mombasa. Anyway, so, yes. So, you know the part where there's a bridge, and then there's, like, the brute, and he's strangling the guy, and then you shoot the brute down, and then you do all that. Anyway, so, in between the ends of the bridge to the next landing, or whatever you want to call it, there's a tree. Well, I'm the elite, and my dad's a Spartan, and, well, I fall in between the tree and the land and the bridge, and and there's a glitch that I must have caught on to, and we're on legendary, by the way, and well, my leg starts, apparently my elite gets Tourette's, and his leg starts twitching. So
okay.
My elite is sitting there. I'm trying to jump, you know, move out, and I can't, which sucked. Anyway, so, yeah, my leg was twitching, and I threw two grenades to kill myself, and I mm-hmm. figured, you know, because I'm legendary, my shields would be pretty low.
Right.
But no, it didn't work. I was still alive, and I told my dad, I was like, Dad, look, and he looked, and he's laughing at me.
Uh-oh.
And so, he killed me. And then I respond back. But I thought it was pretty hilarious that there's a twitch. Like, my leg was twitching, so it looked like, you know, my elite had Tourette's.
I did not know they had that in the game.
And it spelled it. And I subscribed to Paltacular, like, 5 times, and I keep on forgetting my password. And my username and everything.
Uh-oh.
So next time I log on, I'm gonna, you know, write that all down.
Okay. Sounds good.
So yeah.
Nice to hear a campaign tale every once in a while.
Wagon truck.
Thanks for writing in or calling in.
Yes, I am Fox Leader of the
Hi Fox Leader.
Foxfins. Now I have a complaint to make to you.
Oh, do you?
Podtacular voicemail wannas.
Okay.
I have been waiting since November 11th for the Halo Legends set. Yes, even though it comes out Tuesday, which I do not know when this will be airing, but I do have this to say about it.
Apparently not Tuesday.
I have seen the episodes. I have a lot of complaints to make. First of all, I thought Master Chief, all the Spartans' helmet visors were blast-proof. Well, I guess one falling to the ground is an instant, no, they're not blast-proof.
Okay.
Because it's shattered on an EVA. Secondly, when you decide to make a deal with some Japanese company, give
yes.
them intel. More intel than what you gave them, because the prototype armor was similar to that of Spartan armor, which means every Marine should have had that armor, because then the Covenant wouldn't have stand much of a chance.
Okay, before I let this guy go on, he makes several more complaints, and we're just going to go ahead and skip to the end. It's not canonical that we've discussed that.
So, it's getting me to the fact that most of what y'all are saying about the game cannot possibly have happened. in this mini series that y'all did.
We didn't make the games or the series.
I like what you did in the package, but the other stuff needs to be clarified. If you can put up a post,
I'm assuming you're talking to Bungie,
somewhere on the Bungie forums explaining how all that happened, I'd be glad, because the last thing I would like to do is post something on Rooster Teeth about the Halo Legends being a lie, which I may put on which for me would be Monday. So you may hear from me sooner. This is Thief Fox Leader signing off.
Okay, first of all, we've talked about this on the show quite often, especially back when Halo Legends was actually coming out. And we've definitely talked about how the Halo Legends series is not canonical. They did give the Japanese anime creators, they did give them info. They're just little side stories to the Halo story to try to get Eastern culture involved with Halo. And I don't think you're going to get any better explanation out of anyone, especially us, because we didn't write it and we're not Bungie. So if you want to complain to someone, go to complain to Bungie, because we're not responsible for that stuff. Anyway, we have one more voicemail, so let's go ahead and get to that one.
Hey, it's Lothos2683. Just wanted to say, hey, love the show, and jetpacks frickin' rock.
Yes, jetpacks do rule. I prefer someone else, but everyone to each his own. Well, thanks, guys, for letting me take this opportunity to do voicemails. I know I probably didn't do it as well as Chucky J, but he will be back for the next time we do this, so you can look forward to him coming back and me just sticking with the show and doing what I do best. So we're going to swing it back on over to the show. See you guys. We still get those random spam ones every now and then. Those ones are kind of annoying. Have you guys heard those at all? The weird spam ones, like they have some way to reduce our mortgage or something.
Yeah. Well, we're getting those on the forums anyway. I've been cleaning those up all the time.
Yeah, PK's been doing a good job moderating the forums. So if you ever see him on there, give him a big shout out. He deserves it. He does a good job.
Thank you. I try.
And once I get the IRC working, he will hopefully be a good moderator on those as well.
Hopefully.
I was sick 2 weeks ago, and then last week was a short week, because I went home for my brother's graduation.
Oh, come on, being sick is a perfect excuse to do computer things.
I just watched movies. I caught up with Daily Show and Colbert Report, so I was behind like a month.
I guess I wasn't completely wasted.
Oh, boy. But yes, hopefully soon that will be taken care of. I still can't figure out what's wrong with the dang services. That's the only thing that's really keeping me back is getting that fixed.
Still can't keep me out of Pound Awesome.
Do you still have that up there?
I would if the server wasn't down.
Yeah, I think I took the services down. The server's running.
Okay. I can't connect to it.
Oh?
Yeah.
I am investigating.
Keep saying connection failed, error, connection refused.
That's odd. I'm pretty sure it's up.
All of you are dead!
Yeah, possibly.
Yeah.
This kind of fits into MLG news.
It is down. It
really does.
How does it fit to MLG news?
Here, Kotaku says, study reveals pro gamers are out of shape. A British scientist recently studied pro gamers' physiology and reflexes to determine if they could be classified as a sport. One gamer in his 20s was described as having the lungs of a 60-year-old chain smoker.
Do they really need a study to tell you that, though? I mean, you sit around and twiddle your thumbs all day. And
it says that
Mike.
They say that pro gamers do share their reaction time, motor skill, competitive drive, and emotional makeup of top athletes.
Yeah, but I mean, we've had.
But we just have sucky lungs.
We've had this discussion before. Can you really count video games? Yeah.
It's not.
There's no athletic ability in it.
Yeah.
Fully your thoughts.
I mean, yes, there's tons of strategy and sports.
It's all mental. There's no physical abilities gained. It's all mental.
But then again, there are some Olympic sports that you could beg to differ that are sports.
Like
the one where you slide stones across.
Curling?
Yeah, curling.
That requires, have you curled?
No.
Well, then how do you know it's not a sport? It takes a lot of physical ability.
I'm not saying that it's not a sport, but I've heard arguments where people would argue whether or not that's a sport. I read something recently, and that came up in one of them.
You're going to get a lot of angry Canadian listeners.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm not the one dissing it, okay? I'm just bringing up a point.
You hate Canadians, Dusty.
Oh, I don't. If I hate
Canadians,
I
let that
Lance do his podcast. So therefore, I do not
think that.
Anyways.
I mean, we've got to give the Canadians something, because all they have is hockey and curling. Their syrup's pretty good, too. I enjoy their maple syrup.
Yes. I like Vermont's better.
Except
our syrup's better, but I still enjoy Canadian syrup.
Yeah. I was in Vancouver once on a family vacation, and they have a Starbucks on every corner.
Oh, yeah. It's like right next to Seattle. Of course they are.
Yeah.
On every freaking corner.
Have you ever been to Seattle?
No, I haven't.
That's on like every... There's like two on every corner. There's two in the Space Needle. One, and you walk halfway around, and there's another one.
How can you drink cheap coffee like that?
Because we're American, and it's mostly water.
Starbucks coffee's all right.
I don't drink coffee.
It's not that bad.
Coffee.
I'm a tea man.
I can.
I'm a coffee man.
I mean, I can enjoy the smell, but I can't drink coffee.
Yeah, me either.
Just can't do it.
I've always noticed that every Starbucks barista I've ever had is, like, stoned out of her mind. It's real. They're either stoned or they're on, like, some sort of crazy antidepressant because they're always really, really happy to see me. Like, I drive up, you know, after ordering my regular just coffee of the day or whatever the hell they have, and she's like, "How are you doing today?" And, like, it just, like, I'm doing all right. And she's like, "Oh, that's awesome. I'm doing great, too. Look at my bouncy hair."
Are you sure you're not on Xbox Live?
No, if it was Xbox
Live. No, talking about in real life.
There are no girls on Xbox Live, PK. You know that.
No, but there are 12-year-olds who sound like that.
Yeah. Well, this is a girl that really, really enjoys recreational drugs.
Or coffee.
Or both. She's managed to mix her two favorite things, recreational drugs and coffee.
That would be a feat. Oh, boy. Okay, so shall we hit right into it?
Yep.
The random frags.
Let's jump in.
Okay, first, I want to just say something off the back. We're cutting a lot of submissions out now because a lot of them are getting really ridiculous. So we have less than half of the stuff that got submitted in the show notes right now. So make sure the stuff you guys are submitting are quality submissions that will actually contribute to a conversation. Or that actually mentioned something that someone else is likely not to cover, not something that everyone else is likely to cover. Especially when it comes around, we're going to be slashing lots of submissions.
Oh, yeah. Keep them short, keep them relevant.
And this way I don't upset Brent every week. Because he gets mad.
I'm just angered at the state of, you know, the educational level of the American youth. It's like they don't take English classes anymore. Or they're going to English classes and they're not learning anything.
English? What's that?
English crash.
Me fail English? That impossible.
Oh, boy. But yes. So, watch your submissions. Please grammar check and spell check. Especially the guy that does the Z's all the time. I forget who it is. Do you remember, Brent? who always puts the Z's at the end.
Yeah, just don't do it. Anytime you go to press the Z key, just think. Like, stop, think. Like, look at the Z key. Now look above the Z key. There's two keys above it. One says A, the other says S. Just remember, go to the right side of the A and hit that S.
Yes.
When you're like, man, this would be funny if I put a Z, it wouldn't be funny. Just go ahead and put an S.
It might be funny to you, but it won't be funny to us because, one, we won't read it, and two, no one else will either.
Yeah, joke's on you, idiot. That wasn't as funny as I thought it would be.
No, but still, the emphasis was enough. Let's see. First one we have here is from Jamacer.
Jamacer.
I guess that's how we're going to pronounce that. Jamacer6942. He writes in, "Hey guys, I love the show and Brent Gamer's dry humor, but I am sad that I've only been listening since episode 186 and feel that I've missed out on a lot. I'm happy to listen and I'm excited for Reach. By the way, what's up with the needle rifle? It seems cheap. Anywho, sorry for the long submission." Not long. That's another thing. Don't apologize unless it is really long. And really long constitutes probably a quarter to half a page.
Yeah, the people that need to apologize don't.
And the people that don't need to apologize do. So, yeah. Anywho's, keep on fragging trucks full of noobs, so they fly into the man cannon only to be launched back in the air and randomly grabbed by Jerome. So they yell under their mics and you get to boot them for that. Keep it up. Later.
Oh, yeah. So, needle rifle.
Excuse me.
I think they said that it was a little more powerful than the DMR. Wasn't that
it
right?
Is.
It seemed like it. It definitely seemed like it. Because you could put the three shots in after you reduced your shields.
I think there was, a study on MLG.
Really?
Yeah. And they compare weapon damages and stuff and how many shots it takes to take someone out. And the needle rifle was faster to kill than a DMR.
Yeah.
I had a
preferred DMR?
I preferred the needle rifle over the DMR.
Oh. Yeah. It
explodes. I like that. That's a plus in my book.
Yeah, that was fun. Funny. Because then it explodes, you damage people around you, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So... that I liked about it a lot. Oh, one more thing. Keep on fraggings really short.
Yeah.
Please. Unless we specifically ask for them to be long, which is on a rare occasion. And if we do, we usually ask one person in specific to do it, like we did for episode 200. Who wants to take the next one?
I'll do it.
Go for it.
And so the Gamer 28 writes in with two remarks. He says he remembers back when 212 came out and thought of your C4 method. You pretty much have it with the grenade launcher's second feature. Also, I noticed as I was typing the sub, I was hearing Brent say it to me exactly like he would, his deep voice echoing through my head as if Hades were reading my submission. Now I am hitting my head very hard to get it out. That's all for today. Keep on fragging trucks. And he sends another submission. He says, "Hey guys, it's 1 o'clock in the morning. I am listening to the Bungie podcast, and I am not very tired. I just wanted to say that I am trying to make a new weekly porridge, if it's okay with everybody in charge of it, or something like it. I want to know if anybody would want it back. I may do it on weeks that there isn't a podcast this summer, if I am allowed. Also, did any of you notice that the needle rifle was fully auto in the Reach beta? Well, it is. Keep on fragging trucks."
I did not notice it was full auto. I always just kept on pulling the trigger.
Yeah, so did I. I thought it was semi-auto.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I tried the fully auto feature, and it didn't seem as effective as just pulling the trigger over and over again.
Yeah.
If you just hold it down, it shoots slower.
Well, it probably waits for the bloom effect.
No, it didn't wait for the full full reset.
Huh. Could it make it so inaccurate?
It seemed like something that Halo Mythbusters should have covered, but I guess they missed that one. I don't know. I never tried the auto fire part.
I think they said the on a BNet update, they said that the best way to do it was kind of 3-round bursts, or hold it down for 3 shots and then let it reset. Kind of like the BR.
Oh, we can't test it now, can we?
Nope.
That sucks. Okay, Brent, get the next one.
All right. Guru Ninja says, I was watching G4 earlier today, and I saw this thing about Bungie and Activision making a game. I like the Halo series and the Call of Duty games, so being a diehard Halo fan, I wonder what this game could possibly be. I just hope it blows my mind like Halo did when I played it the first time, Guru Ninja. All right. Yep, Bungie's teaming up with Activision for their next game.
Who knows what it will be? Feel?
Dustin.
I think the possibility of them making a game for other platforms is probably going to be pretty cool. What they're going to do, I don't know. I've heard a lot of speculation about something involving the Marathon series. So, we'll just have to see. It'll be interesting if they go back to Mac.
Yeah, they might do that, but I'd be a little surprised because while there is money in it, there's not a lot of money in it.
Well, I mean, look what Valve did. Look at the move they
Well, Steam's
made.
On Mac now. You Fairly just release a game so. On Steam.
What if they there's partner? Like, what if they partner up with Valve to make the next big first-person shooter that's available on the Mac?
It'd be interesting, but Valve has to iron out all the kinks first. Have you seen the comparisons?
Yeah, but I mean they're addressing them pretty quickly though.
Yeah, but it's still. Anyway.
Yeah, there's still a way to go. But
I don't know if they go through that because they're doing it with Activision, and I don't know if Activision would use Steam.
Activision, they sell games on Steam. They sold Modern Warfare 2 on Steam.
I don't sell games on Steam, but like, isn't that
team up with them?
They don't really use Steam for anything else other than as a marketing platform.
Well, it's a distribution.
They don't write games for Mac. Thing that Valve has is because they wrote their stuff with OpenGL, which can be implemented on Mac and Linux.
Yeah.
Right.
Unlike all the stuff that Activision does, mostly probably the .NET stuff with the Xbox and PC and then whatever SDK it has for PS3.
But do you think Bungie will do that though? Because whatever game they're making, if it covers so many platforms, like,
I mean, they may partner.
An adaptive language.
I wouldn't be surprised if they ended up doing a small partnership with Valve, or went through Activision and palled up with Valve to make a game for the Mac.
Be interesting.
Because I mean, they originally wrote Halo for the Mac and before.
Yeah, I know.
Butt them out.
It'll be very interesting to see what they do. Very curious to know what their first freelance game will be, or on Microsofty game will be.
And I'm still waiting for whatever announcement they're going to make about the Halo PC, because I remember that one time they said on the Bungie podcast, keep your Halo PC keys. I'm still waiting for what they're going to do with that.
Huh.
I don't remember which podcast it was, but definitely remember him saying something.
I hope they just said that to keep people on edge for no reason. They're never going to do anything with it. What I would do if I were a developer.
They're still writing patches for it. That's the surprising part. I mean, within the last 6 months, they released 1.09.
Wow.
Yeah. They have a small team still patching it.
Then again, StarCraft is still patched.
So, I mean, who knows?
Yeah.
If I were a developer, what I would do is I'd be like, keep those instruction manuals that came in your cases, because later this year we're going to come out with a secret code with numbers that correlate to letters in the instruction manual, and you pair up the numbers with the letters, and then you can enter that code on our secret site. You know, like, old school. The problem, though, is, like, just one person would have to own the manual and then tell everybody else on the internet.
That's true.
Yeah.
That was the old style of DRM, you know? You had to have the manual. Please enter the five.
Sounds like a secret society or something. That would be interesting. Okay, next one we have here is from Just Dave. He writes in, "Hey guys, you know how after Halo 3 was released, only a few gamers stuck with Halo 2? Do you think it will be a similar situation with Halo Reach, or will more stick with the traditional Halo 3 because it will still be on the same platform as Reach? Keep up the good work. By the way, I was wondering if I could get a link to your opening Halo mix. There is nothing left to frag, Dave." To answer his second question, it's on Newgrounds. I will post a link in the show notes so you can grab it. And as for your first question, I personally think there will be more people left with Halo 3 when Reach releases, but I think as we discussed last show, Brent disagrees a little bit.
No, I'm saying I definitely believe there will be more people sticking with Halo 3 than there were sticking with Halo 2 just because it's on the same platform, like he was saying. It's on the Xbox 360.
Yeah.
I also think that there's a bigger difference between Halo 3 and Halo Reach than there is between Halo 2 and Halo 3.
Yeah. I mean, like a systemic difference.
Yeah.
Like with Halo 3 seems like it just maintained Halo 2's gameplay and then refined it. You know, kept adding just minor.
Like, still had dual wheel. Still had the BR.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Reach is completely different.
The physics were altered a little bit, but it still maintained a core aspect of Halo 2 multiplayer.
Even jump height was very, very similar. Like with Halo Reach, jump height is really decreased. You can tell the difference.
And the weapons are completely different.
Yeah.
I mean, all the weapons, even the ones that got brought back, like the Needler, seem a lot different.
Armor abilities are a big deal, too. I mean, with Halo 3, the closest thing you had to an armor ability were the equipment, and you didn't spawn with equipment, you know. You had to go out and find it.
The only weapon that seems most like its original counterpart is the sniper rifle.
Yeah.
That's the only one that's like the closest comparison to Halo 3.
I don't know. It fires a lot slower. I've noticed that, like, times when I would go to double shot a dude, it takes a lot longer to get the kill.
Yeah. And then the elites compared to the Spartans is completely different.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering what game types are actually going to bring back into Halo Reach. I mean, I know you have Slayer, Oddball, King of the Hill, but what about stuff like Territories, Infection, Juggernaut, Oddball. Well, Oddball's in there.
I have no doubt they'll keep everything. I mean, that's easy enough to retain.
Yeah.
And if they bring that back Forge, I really hope they make a big difference in it.
I'll be surprised if they don't bring back Forge.
Well, look at the maps they released in the beta. Which one of those is really forgeable?
Well, none of them, but look how many Halo 3 maps are forgeable. I mean, there's like three.
Yeah, that's true. Got a point there. I just saw your tweet.
Yep.
I don't know. I think it's definitely going to be a big difference.
Just in terms of like player count sticking with Halo 3?
Yeah, I don't know. For me, I think I'll actually be going back and forth, kind of depending if they actually can change the control scheme to be quite similar between the two. Like, I just know since there's no dual wielding, they changed it a lot, and it took me a while to get back into switching back and forth.
So
that,
did you
use
the
only downside.
Did you use the default control scheme in Halo 3?
In Halo 3, I used Boxer.
Yeah. I guess that's the difference. I just use default, and Recon is very similar to the default Halo 3 control scheme.
Well, I used Boxer for Halo Reach, but there was still the left and right bumpers were different, and that they did you had the armor abilities, which kind of threw me off. Because when I get back into Halo 3, I would hit, I guess it was left bumper.
Yeah.
So try to sprint, and I wouldn't do anything. It's like, oh, that's
right. Jetpack. Oh no, I'm changing grenades.
And then I go to hit X to change grenades, and then I end up throwing a frag instead of a sticking. It's like, oh, crap.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I wish there was a little more control customization in the Halo games, but there's not.
Yeah, I've always used the default for every game I've ever played. I've just never had an urge to change anything.
Talking about customization, they should bring in, you know, kind of the sticker gameplay aspect, kind of similar to what they have in PC games, where you can take images and apply them to different surfaces and textures.
What, unlike your armor?
Just so that I could, yeah, so that I could put, like, hentai on my armor. Be awesome.
Oh, no, they'd had to pass that through, like, a filter, though.
No, I'm joking. I'm not sure that completely got through that. I don't want that in my game.
Yeah.
I don't want to see furries yiffing on my...
That would be horrible.
And it would happen. It would happen because Kick'em'n'Jaro would put it there.
Oh, gosh. Oh, boy. He tried to invite me to the game last night, but that was getting offline, so... Yeah, that would be... Gosh.
That would be interesting.
That'd be horrible. Just like his Falcon Punch SIG. Which is really odd. Okay, next one.
All right. Whose turn is it?
The Ninja Beaver. PK.
It's mine. It's PK's.
Okay. The Ninja Beaver writes in, he says, is it just me, or does it seem that lately the only maps in rotation are the Pit, Guardian, Snowbound, and High Ground, and occasionally Valhalla and Sandtrap? I know I don't spend $20 on the Legendary maps and the Mythic maps, plus $60 when I got ODST to have all the maps. Halo is and will always be my favorite game, but it's getting really repetitive for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like how Bungie does that. Like, I know people have favorite maps, but other people also have their favorite maps that are probably not in that percentage that they have. It's like with Halo 2, they did that. My favorite map was Waterworks and Containment for Big Team Battle, and they virtually never came up.
That sucks. Yeah, because Terminal would always come up or something like that.
Yeah, you get Terminal and Coagulation. That's really it.
You'd think they would try to make it truly random, but...
Yeah. But they're so biased.
I mean, I like Ghost Town, but everyone always vetoes that.
Oh, I know. I completely forgot that map existed until one day when I actually got it.
Like, oh, I forgot about this map.
I know. Yep. That's sad.
And there's Cold Storage.
Yeah.
What other ones are there that don't come up?
I've noticed that a lot of the maps...
Assemblies dropped out of a lot from what I've seen, except for SWAT.
Huh.
Yeah.
Citadel comes up every now and then. What else? Let's see. I'm going through the map list here. Orbital.
Oh, you dandy!
Huh? Sorry.
Okay.
Accidentally refreshed.
Orbital doesn't come up that much. I don't know. I'm looking through all these maps, and it seems like most of them come up fairly often, depending on playlists.
Oh, man.
But it does seem like there's like popular ones of Last Resort and High Ground and Guardian. But I think, I don't know, I've seen every map come up in the rotation before, so I don't know. It doesn't seem that bad to me. Okay, Brent.
Yep.
Take the next
one. Ready for the next one? Stalmy Please says, hey guys, it's the salty yet subtle watch stealer Stalmy Please. I'm just submitting to say hi. It's been a while since we last spoke, and I want to catch up. I haven't been up to much. I entered a Halo FFA tourney and got owned in the second round. I stole one of Flavor Flav's watches, only to find out it was just a clock with a string on it. I'm also getting Blur next week, so if anyone is interested in keeping their watch, looking at you, Dusty, come play with me. Alright, that's all I got. Keep on fragging G. Lewis. I miss you. Stall me, please. Signing off. Peace.
Yeah, I bought Blur, and I like it a lot.
Yep. Can you fight Behemoth Kings in Blur? Get 4,000 CP every time you beat it?
No, you cannot. This isn't Final Fantasy.
Sounds like a deal breaker to me.
No, man. That's why I didn't buy it.
Let's see. Laird writes in. He gives us a link that will be in the show notes. He says, Halo items being auctioned to help a charity gamer or a gamer charity child's play. So he's posting that link up there for everyone. For those of you who don't know what Child's Play is, it's an organization that actually donates games to hospitals for kids. So it's a really cool cause. I have a organization back at school who actually donates to Child's Play for our events. So go check out this site. The links will be in the show notes. And check them out. He also goes on to say, so who runs this place now since me, JVB, and Fumo left? Regards.
That would be the Dusty.
Well, you're listening to them right now. Minus one, because Greg isn't here. But,
Place? When did that happen?
Hmm?
He actually runs things? When did that happen?
Yeah, Laird implies that he ran it at one point in time.
I mean, Greg.
Oh, Greg?
What does he run?
Well, he's been trying to get the clans started, but haven't really met any administrative stuff yet. So we're hoping to kick off a summer tourney that'll kind of change that.
I think I tried to do a voice over thing for one of Laird's Machinima projects. I don't remember.
Possible. What Machinima stuff did he do for PodTac?
Halo One. Well, no, he didn't do anything for PodTac. He just did his own stuff.
Yeah.
He did like Halo Unyielding. And
have you seen Unyielding, Dusty?
I don't remember.
I don't think it was me. I think Fumo did a voiceover for Unyielding.
Yeah, he was like a captain or something in Unyielding.
Yeah.
Or Spartan. I don't remember, but. Unyielding is some stuff that Laird and some other people he knew fully rendered, like, Halo space battles and scenes using Halo PC. So it's really? All, like, custom-rendered space battles, and it looks really good. I think there's...
Huh.
I can't remember if it's a trilogy. I think it's HaloUnyielding.com.
Well, I'm seeing two parts on HaloUnyielding.com.
Okay, yeah, two parts. They're all really good. I suggest people check it out if you haven't seen it.
I mean, I've heard of it. I don't know if I've watched it, though.
Have you watched Two and a Half Men?
No.
It's kind of like that.
Okay. Sure.
Also, Charlie Sheen decided that he didn't want to go to jail because they won't allow him to smoke while he's there. So now he's
okay. Do you really have a choice?
He's getting a retrial or something.
That's an odd reason not to go to jail.
Only a celebrity would be allowed to get a freaking retrial because they wouldn't let him smoke in jail.
That sounds ridiculous to me.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
You don't get a retrial.
I don't think it's a retrial as much. I don't think he's getting a retrial, but they're re-sentencing him. And, like, putting him in a jail that'll let him smoke or something. I don't even know how that works.
That's stupid.
It's bad enough, like, he got sentenced to Aspen. They were going to send him to Aspen, and during the day he would.
Aspen? How is that a sentence?
Well, I don't know, but they sentenced him to Aspen, and during the days he would teach rich kids how to act at a theater, and at night he would stay at this room that looks like basically the Hilton. He's like staying at the Aspen Hilton or something.
I hate celebrities.
But he's not allowed to smoke because, like, the terms of his community service wouldn't allow him to, so now he's trying to get a new sentence.
Wow.
That's funny.
I ever do anything illegal, I'm going to make sure I'm a celebrity first.
Yep. Well, you can do anything when you're a celebrity. Charlie Sheen threatened to kill his wife, and now he gets to stay in Aspen.
Oh, who has? Ridiculous.
Yeah, that's
funny. Yeah, and then you can write stuff off as psychological and get therapy. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to take the last one.
All right. NB. Is it PK's turn?
Whoever.
Yeah, PK could take it.
Okay. NBNWay15 says, "Hey, PodTac, I love your podcast. Been watching since episode 119, and I love you. I love how you go off on extremely weird and random subjects. You're so funny. Keep fragging noobs who think they're the best at Halo 3, even though he just got stuck by a plasmid by a grunt. P.S. You should make a Halo 1 episode. It'd be so cool. You could talk about all the epic Halo 1 moments. Shout out to G. Lewis, Duststorm, Brent, and me."
I think we already did that.
Really?
I think that was episode, like, 80 or something.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because it was the first show that my submission got read was on the Halo PC show with Stunt Mutt.
I remember that. Stunt Mutt is awesome. I still remember my first submission. Spellcheck forgot my name.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I actually had lunch with him last semester.
Oh, really? That's cool.
It's pretty cool. Yeah, he and his brother.
That's cool.
It was interesting. I got to meet one of the Podtacular greats.
Yep.
It was awesome.
Besides
it was Quiznos. That's what it was.
Oh, yeah, Quiznos.
Toasty.
So that's it for the submissions for this week. Next week we'll be doing Halo Reach Tales from Le Foxhole. And hopefully Greg will be back.
Hopefully.
Maybe.
And hopefully we will. I think next week we're going to actually try to get a Podtacular community member on who hasn't been on the show before. So we will look into doing that for one special lucky person.
No.
To be Joe.
We haven't decided yet.
No, we have not.
So what's the criteria? What are we looking for in a guest host, Dustin?
What are we looking for in a guest host? Oh boy, Ads is going to kill me for this, but someone who can speak English very well.
Well, he speaks English just
without a heavy accent.
He says an accent.
Someone who hasn't been on the show before. No offense, PK, but you have your other show, so I don't want you to stray too far from that one.
That's our excuse.
I mean, don't tell them or anything.
Let's see.
Gave away the surprise.
Surprise!
Thanks, Dusty.
What surprise?
Hadn't announced it yet.
Oh.
Announced what?
You just said new show.
His brand new show?
Show for what, though?
It's a bit obvious now.
We don't know what it's about. I think I already said it earlier.
Did you?
I think so. I think we did somewhere. Not sure. I think we already did, though. Anyways.
Nobody listens to this show, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter anyways. So, yeah. Just someone who's new on who's been on the forums probably for at least 3 months or so. Who actually probably listens, except we probably don't know who listens because a lot of the submissions we didn't get aren't from people on the forums.
Americans and Canadians only.
No.
Apparently. I mean, you just said no accent.
We can do... Well, I mean...
Canadians have accents, so only Americans.
Crypto was okay when he was on the show. We could understand him. And all the Aussies we've had on here have been just hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah, I want an Australian accent. If I could trade in my American accent for an Australian accent, I would do it in a heartbeat.
I agree. So would I.
There's just something about Aussies and Brits with their accents that are just... It's really
cool. Because they speak English, but they speak it funny, so it's attractive.
American girls love accents. It's true.
This is true.
Yeah,
this is very true. Okay, so PK, why don't you tell everyone about your surprise that's probably already been spoiled, but...
Okay, well, now that the cat's out of the bag, basically, I'm starting a new podcast called Gamer One. Hope to get the first episode out Saturday or Friday night. I don't know. Haven't really gone that far yet. But basically, it's going to be about everything that Podtacular doesn't cover, which is pretty much everything. So it's a general gaming podcast, and I hope everyone tunes into it.
Or Around the Ring.
Or Around the Ring.
I think we've got Pokemon covered. I think so. I don't know.
Maybe. We don't know what we're doing with that, if we're going to do anything at all.
No, we're never going to do anything. We don't have to start our own podcast about it, because we already talk about it on the show. We already talk about it on this Halo podcast.
Yeah, real.
So, is there any thing that you're going to do specifically for this first show, or are you going to kind of keep everything under wraps?
Well, it's the first show, so we're just going to talk about random stuff in the gaming world. I mean, it's really virtually anything we can talk about.
Farmville!
Yeah, really. We can talk about that. We can talk about PlayStation, Wii, Xbox, PC, everything.
Well, that's interesting.
Should be very broad. Should have plenty of topics.
Very nice. And
E3 looming, we should have plenty of stuff.
Yeah. Especially stuff coming up.
Yes.
Yeah.
That would be pretty nice.
Yep. We should totally send me to E3. Everybody send me money. I've only got like a week left, so hurry up.
I'm surprised they're not out of tickets.
Get that money in now.
Hopefully, Chucky could become a co-host with you.
That would be very nice.
I know he's into a lot of that stuff.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
I've actually looked into buying... Assassin's Creed 2 and Mass Effect 2, possibly.
Those are awesome games. I just beat Assassin's Creed 2, and Mass Effect 2 is one of my most favorite games of all time.
Because, I mean, for a while I was just Halo, and then I got into the Guitar Hero Rock Band, and then I got into Fallout. Now I have Blur.
Yeah.
And I know my next game... After Blur was going to be Brink. But depending on how much monies I get for working this summer, I might go out and buy Assassin's Creed 2 or Mass Effect 2 off of Amazon or something like that. So, or if someone wants to send it to me as a gift, I'll be more than happy to oblige.
Yeah. I think that the new podcast should have a section just completely devoted to Atlas-translated RPGs, like JRPGs. I would totally listen to that.
Besides you.
I would listen to it. Just like have an entire section just about like Devil Summoner or like Persona or Hexes Force.
You can guest host and have your Brent JRPG section.
Atlas translated JRPG, not just any JRPG. There's a difference.
Okay, I'll let you two bicker about it. I have no idea what you're talking about.
This is some high level stuff here, Dustin. This is what I read Kotaku for, so I can talk about this.
Okay, fair enough.
I wish I could have a podcast where I just talk about what I read on Kotaku.
Just do it.
Yeah, just
I just go down the list like every single day. Just record me talking about the crazy they put on Kotaku. Like the other day, I heard that one of the people running a lack of interest, like lack of like equipment. Like I don't have the software. I don't have like adequate recording. I have Audacity. I guess I could record on that, but like, where am I going to host it?
Archive.org.
I could host it for you. I have unlimited.
Who does?
I'm not gonna like waste like cloud space just for me talking about Kotaku.
I'd probably be wasting more space because my site barely gets used. I have a friend who has his site on there and he gets tons of hits a day. My site gets nothing.
No, I tried to do a single podcast on just like me talking to myself and it didn't work out. It's like you need somebody to talk about crazy stuff with. Otherwise, you're just crazy. You know, if you're talking to yourself about crazy stuff, you might be insane. Then again, I might actually be insane. I don't know. But it was just like they put awesome stuff on Kotaku that nobody talks about. Like I think it was yesterday they were talking about there was this guy running for high office in Japan. So he cosplayed as Gendo from Evangelion. And he had like somebody in a Rey costume. It was great.
Wow.
And he's like an economist. He's like a 40-year-old economist running for high office in Japan.
That's Japan for you.
Did you hear about that one story where someone got knifed in Counter-Strike Source and in real life went and killed the other guy that knifed him? Do you ever read that one?
Yeah, I think there has been that.
It was like, what, 2 weeks ago? Something like that?
It was a couple weeks ago. That story's a bit fishy to me.
Coming soon to Podtacular.
Kotaku talk.
Featuring
Brent Gamer. We should seriously do that. Just like a 10-minute segment.
Kotaku would send us like a cease and desist.
It'd be like a... on the Daily Show, Back in Black. It'd be something like that. That'd be cool. That'd be awesome. Should just try it and see what happens.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea.
We can make a cool little soundbite for the intro.
Definitely.
That'd be epic.
That would be very epic.
Okay, guys. Well, this is a short show. Hopefully the rest will be short and that we'll actually be able to have lives outside the show. So send in your comments, questions, submissions to submissions@podtacular.com. Our show is community-centered based on your submissions, so be sure to submit. Watch podtacular.com for an invitation to submit your stuff for next week's show.
Wait a minute, yeah. Be sure to check out our website, podtacular.com, and while you're there, come drop us a line in the forums and get involved with the community. Almost freaked out for a second. Like, I saw the second line, and I thought it was the first line. I was like, no, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I'm turning into a Starbucks barista.
That would be interesting.
Thanks to everyone that contributes to Podtacular by dedicating time to lead events, helping out with the bills by donating through PayPal, following us on Twitter and Facebook, or subscribing to the show on iTunes and the Zune Marketplace.
You don't have to use PayPal. You can just send me money directly if you want to.
Oh, well, so
get your credit card up. You send me a blank check.
Are you just going to give away your address then?
No, I'll like buy out a post office box.
Yeah. Just use your neighbor's address and then just check his mailbox every day before he does.
Yeah. Well, we have one of those lockbox style things.
You can look at that in
where it's like communal, so you have to have a key.
My grandma actually lives.
Edit.
Used to live in
706.
Check out the other shows on the Gamercast Network: Gamertag Radio, Uncle Gamer, Sarcastic Gamer, the GCN Video Game Show, Post Game Report, and Destructoid.
Podtacular's new show, Gamer One.
And that one. Will be
Kotaku Taku.
Featuring Kotaku Brent.
Kotaku Talk.
Kotaku Taku. I don't know.
It'll be interesting.
Oh, look at the podcast. Thousands of fans.
Yes, I'm sure.
Especially with Taku in it, we might actually get some hits.
Maybe yeah. We could actually get, like, Taku editors and writers to come on the show, and, like, I could discuss their articles.
Okay.
That would be awesome.
I'm going to be the voice of reason here. Do you really want that to happen?
Yes! I would love to talk with, like, get Bashcraft on the show, or, like, Brian Crescente. Do you know how long I've been waiting to talk to, like, Bashcraft and or Brian Crescente? I just want to touch Brian Crescente's hair. I just want to play with it for a while, you know? It's like so long and luscious.
Okay. Okay, sure.
Trust me, that is something I totally want to do. Like, that's not something I want to do. That's something I dream of doing.
Fair enough. I just remember that one article that came up.
Oh, that was Luke Plunkett. He's British. Nobody cares about him.
So you wouldn't want him on the show?
No, Luke Plunkett isn't allowed. Actually, he's allowed it, as long as he brings, like, Crescente along with him.
And bring the finest British chocolates.
British McFadden.
Along with competent tea.
That'd be interesting.
Okay, everyone, thanks for listening. This has been episode 228. We will see you guys later.
Bye. See you.
Goodbye.
This week on the GamerCast Network. On episode 66 of Sarcastic Gamer Pink, the crew discussed some good, better, and great news about PAX. On episode 102 of Sarcastic Gamer Blue, Rothbart, Pac-Man, Polar Bear, and Frawls discuss Mod Nation Racers, Play TV 2, Pro Stroke Golf with Move Support, and a lot more. Discover the community that brings you all these great podcasts and more at GamerCastNetwork.com.